Welcome to Music Journeys. I'm Mike Foley. On this edition, we feature Libby Glover and David Tamulevich of Mustard's Retreat, the band celebrating 50 years of music and appearing at the Central Ohio Folk Festival. Mustard's Retreat kicks off Sunday's performances at 11 a.m. at High Banks Metro Park in Lewis Center. For more details on the Folk Fest, visit columbusfolkmusicsociety.org. Libby and David share how Mustard's Retreat began, the connection the band has formed with fans, and details of the band's new album, titled By Request. Libby and David of Mustard's Retreat are featured guests on this edition of Music Journeys. Thanks for listening.
Hi, everybody. I'm Libby Glover.
And I'm David Tamulevich, and we're Mustard's Retreat, and this is our music journey.
One, two, one, two, three. I'm headed down south, way down south. I'm gonna find me some wide open spaces. My view embraces the lay of the land. This Michigan man is off in search of exotic places. I'd go to Florida, but it's too far. I'm driving my car, ain't gonna fly, oh. And that is why, oh, I'm going to Ohio. Ohio, don't you know, O-H-I-O. Ohio, here we go,
here we go,
O-H-I-O.
It may seem hard to believe that a Michigan-based band considers Ohio and Columbus, in particular, a second home, but Mustard's Retreat has a love for the Buckeye State, and Ohioans reciprocate that affection.
So much love. So many devoted fans of Mustard's Retreat come from Ohio. It's just amazing.
It is. It is. And you know, in Ohio, I mean, one of my rituals for March had been for a while was to come to Ohio. You know, it had no money to fly to Florida or take a vacation, but going down to Ohio, southern Ohio for a day, you know, chasing spring, that was a ritual. And I bet a lot of people from Michigan do that.
Yeah, you can see the green a little earlier. All you had to do was drive down south, and there the green and the buds would be, and you'd be like, oh, God, there's hope. That's a nice thing about taking these tours, is getting a chance to see America. And kind of interesting that Columbus, Ohio is really loves an Ann Arbor band. And I've always loved that.
Well, it looks like it might be a hard road, but I'm gonna walk it with you. And I know you might have a heavy load, but I can carry some too. I will lift you up when they push you down. I will raise my voice, stand my ground. Well, it looks like it might be a hard road, but I'm gonna walk it with you.
The way David and Libby recall their love of music, they were destined to meet and sing together.
Summer before the senior year in high school, I was in England. There was a trip we took with kids from all over the country. I was the last person on the bus, and everybody was facing the back of the bus. There was a woman from San Antonio named Meg. I still remember. She had a guitar, and she was singing a song, and everybody on the bus was singing. And I thought, bam, this is what I want. Singing, community. It was a revelatory moment.
At 10 in 63... I got my first guitar, and folk music was very popular. My older sisters had the Control of the Records record albums, and they had Peter, Paul, and Mary, Kingston Trio. And the Kingston Trio album was a triple album.
Thank you.
I went through every single one of them to learn my guitar till they bled, till my fingers like, oh, I gotta wait to play it again. So that got me into the folk music, the message of music for the times, and then the war and everything. And I just never snapped out of that, basically. I have just remained true to that. I like to do songs that mean something and that are pretty to sing for me. So.
Oh, that's wonderfully said. I mean, you've certainly done that as a duo, as a trio, as a duo. It's great. Give us a little glimpse into what each of you were doing leading up to when you met and formed this thing we all know and love called Muster's Retreat.
Well, I was attending bar in a place called the Rathskeller, and my boss said, take auditions. I think we want entertainment down here, and you're the musician, so go ahead and take the auditions, and we'll decide. So in walks this guy who's rather raw and very cute and sincere, and he was playing all the songs that I had just gotten off the road singing. I knew every song he was singing. So I said to Fritz, oh, you gotta hire this guy. So we did.
And yeah, and that was my first audition. Talk about I don't want to say the ignorance of youth, but there's another word in there, arrogance. But it's like the arrogance of youth. So I'd never auditioned for anything. And, you know, I went early January, I did the audition, got the job, and Libby started singing with me right away.
You know, I'm a harmony singer. I couldn't help myself. And he come down to the bar when it was empty after my lunch buffet and everybody was gone till happy hour. And we just started singing right away.
And then
Michael.
Yeah. And I, you know, always, I was just so thrilled to have another voice with me. I mean, I'd always wanted to have a woman to sing with. And there she was. And she was so good. And
now the blend is 50 years old. So yeah, it's even a better blend.
Yeah.
Well, I'm no longer feeling sad, but old regrets are just as bad. They waste your time with little in return. That's not to say I don't remember, but it's like the sun in late November that tries to warm you through the cold, but all the while it's getting old and part of me remembers summer wine and winter's embers and the laughter of the children as they played. All my friends tell me forget it, there's a new life, go and get it. Part of me remembers anyway. All my friends tell me forget it, there's a new life, go and get it. Part of me remembers anyway.
Ooh. You know, the job down at the Heidelberg, it was 5 nights a week, 4 hours a night for 2 months. So at $25 a night. That was it. So that was my proving ground, learning ground. It gave me enough money to buy a sound system and microphones. And then Michael got the job after that. We had him come down and audition. And then we all just started singing together. And it got really popular really fast.
And then we got jobs, other jobs. And we worked 5 nights a week honing these songs right on stage, literally.
I know.
Then we had to find a name, you know.
Right. We came up with all sorts of...
Bad names.
But Muster's Retreat, I when I first got to Michigan, I worked at the undergrad library, and my boss was named Nancy Mustard, and she was a guitar player. And she showed me this little slide on the guitar. And I went home, I used it, I wrote an instrumental, and I thought, well, let me name it after her. There was an old fiddle tune called Bonaparte's Retreat. And so I thought, oh, I'll name this Muster's Retreat.
Thank you.
forgot about it. And then we were looking for a name, and I threw it out, and it was original and it was quirky, and we've never stopped working 50 years. So like 7,000 plus shows. It's pretty amazing.
Pretty amazing.
It is. It's remarkable. You know, for somebody that might not be familiar with Mustard's Retreat, two questions, how would you describe it, what you're all about? And then could you point to a song that says this is signature Mustard's Retreat?
Well, I think there's an honest factor. There's an honest factor in how David writes his songs and how he evokes these feelings that he had and how people reflect that it's hitting them. For me, the most enriching thing is that I love to sing all kinds of songs. I love to make people happy, singing other people's songs that make them happy. I love all that. But there's an honest factor in David's words and music and our demeanor in general that people can relate to.
You know, we learned traditional music, and then it was the Beatles and it was Bob Dylan and the singer-songwriters. And so we kind of, you know, Falcon Ridge Folk Festival, you know, at one point called us the missing link because we have a foot in the late 50s mm-hmm. and 60s and contemporary. So it's a real blend, and we've never compromised what we do. We just sing what we like. You know, I don't know that it's unique, because the folk world is so vast, and there's so much talent. There's so much talent in Columbus.
But there's a community spirit in folk music, a unity of both sides, the performer and the listener, that is amazing. And it's rich and it's real. Yeah.
Yeah. We feel like this is that it's family. The audience is family, and that we're performing, and they may be relatives we haven't met yet, but
we might not all be singing the same song sometimes either.
Right. But
it's just the
yeah.
closest.
So that's our, people say we break down that third wall, the wall between the, you know, an entertainer and an audience. It's like, no, we just embrace the audience. You know, we love to hear their stories. We love to have them sing.
Here's the deal. They're willing to take the time to tell us how the music makes them feel. And it's so fulfilling.
We are so grateful that we are still able to do this.
Yeah.
And grateful that there are stations like yours that
key.
Yes, is and a lot of places don't have anything like what you guys do. And the Folk Music Society in Columbus we've worked for them for decades, and it's so wonderful that this festival has gotten so big. You know, and it's a beautiful place. And I do want to give a shout out to Six String Concerts in town, because they have done such a remarkable job of presenting more contemporary singer-songwriters. Yes. And doing it right, doing everything first class, and the Columbus folk music people too. And you asked about a song. I don't know. My song "Simple Faith" has had quite a life. It's been 20 years now.
And they sing it. Perfect strangers are singing it wherever we go.
Ours is a simple faith. Life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. Hope is the ground we till. Make each day what you will. Thankful for dreams fulfilled every day.
The essence of community and connection, that, you know, I wanted something that went beyond politics and beyond religion, to find the common ground in such a divisive world. People seem to respond to that, you know, all around the world.
Sure makes me feel good. I just one of many.
The new album, By Request, kind of continues the evolution of this band with a simple, natural kind of concept. Can you explain the idea you had for this and the feedback that you got from your fans to put this together?
Well, we were a trio and she was gone, And then she was back, and then she moved south for many, many years, and Michael and I continued on. And then when Michael had to leave the band, and we all had a meeting, and you know, he as well as we thought, you know, this has got to continue. So we're singing so many of the songs that Libby had never had a chance to be on the recordings because she wasn't around. I mean, we've got 15 recordings out. And so I wrote to fans and I said, you know, what songs would you like us to sing to have Libby on that she's never had been on an album? And so we got about 60 requests for songs. And
you know, a lot of people who I fell in love with Michael and David in the 80s didn't really know about that I was a original member, and that we were a trio and how close, you know, and I've always just ridden on his coattails. If they were doing a concert I like to do, I was always invited to come up on stage and provide three parts. So it's not like we hadn't sung together over the years, but the recordings were a little different story. So we wanted to be representative of what we're doing now as a duo. And we together have a very good blend that we like to show off and give to people because we're tight and we're, you know, we're just a family. Yeah. This is, if it sounds familial, it's because, you know, I'm family and he's family and it's a buddy system. And we're just like to roll this mustard tree ball along a little longer.
When Michael left, to take care of his girlfriend who had medical issues, we had four big shows coming up. The first was up in Ithaca, New York, as a duo, and we'd never performed as a duo, and this was, you know, 3 weeks or 4 weeks after Michael announced that he had to go, and he was like, you know, a big half of the show.
Sure.
I mean, and so we were practicing every day to kind of rework the songs, and we played up in Ithaca, National Public Radio show, then Jamestown, New York, and then we went to Indianapolis where we had never. We'd never played before. I mean, just the two of us. This is a month after Michael left, and it was tremendous. But the next show was Columbus, March of 2019.
Our fourth one together.
And Libby had never been in Columbus, and it was like,
who's that girl?
We absolutely love the audience in Columbus and coming there. It's really it feels like a second home to us. So, you know, I was nervous because here, you know, Michael was not with us and everybody knew why. And you know, but here was the new thing with Libby. So we went and it was a great turnout. We got, you know, three standing ovations and encores. And to us,
it was great.
I mean, it felt like coming
like,
home.
Like, okay, we can do this. You know, we got the product, you know,
and
we got the product.
Yeah. And such validation from, really, Columbus, you know, is like family to us. And they just embraced Libby and she embraced them. And yeah.
I wonder if each of you could pick a song or two, you know, not calling it necessarily your favorite because you love them all, but one that, you know, it's extra special for you, you know, how it came together and why you like it so much.
I'll start with just one, and that is Shenandoah, which has just been a song in my heart ever since I was a little kid in my choral background.
I love your daughter away. You roll in the river. For her I've crossed the sparkling water. Away I'm bound away. Cross the
Pete Kennedy's ukulele behind the song is just so beautiful, and I just treasure that that rendition of Shenandoah. We've done it before, we've done it beautifully before, but this one is real special for
me. That's something, you know, I was singing before I met Libby, and I'm sure she was too. And yeah, that's pretty special. And Simple Faith, a new version of Simple Faith, how to do this again. Because we've recorded it a couple of times. There was the original way, and then we had the Yellow Room Gang singing it. But Libby had never been on it. And I got into the studio, and I got a Nashville strung guitar. It was higher, you know. And it just kind of rang out, and I just got this, I don't know, you know, I think it lifts the song up.
Always is a simple faith. Life is a short embrace. Heaven is in this place every day. Hope is the ground we till, make each day what you will, thankful for dreams fulfilled every day.
It's just more embracing and celebratory. And,
it's warm, you know, it's very warm guitar and, sound. And
yeah, and so I think that's what I'd always been looking for on Simple Faith. The other things that were great, we had Michael come into the studio with us and record two songs, and we recorded them live. It was just a couple of great moments.
Totally representative of the trio, totally representative of the magic that the three of us had on stage, singing the great three-part, and Mother Lode, this version of Mother Lode with the three of us.
Now I've got beggars on the trail, lean and a ragged rail, and hold me while I'm ailing again. And if I think in cold, find that mother load, I'll be here back on again. You may know me when I've been blessed, and I give you a song when I'm gone with the rest. Same place in the corner, leave your key by the door, and I will leave in jubilation, be returning for some more. Oh.
And gathered the family. If you want to know what it was all about from the beginning, those two, 50 years later, will pretty much let you know.
Having Michael back and the three of you doing it again and recording again, what did give your fans a little, you know, take us in there with you. What did that feel like? What was that like?
In the studio, we were set up so we could all, kind of a triangle. There were three microphones set up so we could all see each other. We weren't playing any instruments. We were just doing the vocals.
It was magic.
Yeah, it was magic.
It didn't take us long.
Yeah, it was just, you know, we started singing and warming up, and it was just like, bam, it was right there, the way it had always been.
Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins. And so, like a forest, our roots hold the past, while our branches reach into the sky. Let our gift to our children be family that lasts, and a future to which they can fly. Gather the family, here we belong, and welcome, good stranger, come in. Our voices together all singing one song, and it's here that the future begins. Susi Borkia Mishema, Chamu Suvieta, Svetingas Prevedujek, Leguana Dalinamas, Vienna Dina, Atatus Prasididace.
You know, it was just a joy realizing that this is, you know, we've done this all for 50 years, and this is what it is. Like Libby said, the sound of the trio. It's just something really special. I mean, that the chance to sing, you know, thousands of songs, thousands of time with other people. You know, it's just a blend. And yeah, it was pretty wonderful. Yeah. We were all pretty swept away by doing that.
You know, it's not easy to survive in this business for a variety of reasons. What's kept you going? What's inspired you?
You want to say it yourself, carrying the message of folk music. That's it for me. That's why I do it.
And it's the audiences to you know, you talk about Jeremy Brown.
But if I needed a friend, I would find him again in this song that I've sung all these years. I sing. There's a time and a place for goodbyes. Ooh. It's a sad and a sweet thing to cry, just to cry how I've cried. And the answers, they've come by and by. There's a time and a place for goodbyes. Ooh. It's a sad and a sweet thing to cry, just to cry how I cry. And the answers, they'll come by and by.
When you get people coming up, they're so moved and they tell stories. I mean, you feel like it's a responsibility, you know, because people are getting something profound. You know, when you're a performer, we do a lot of fun stuff and, I mean, some silly stuff on stage, but it's the whole spectrum. You know, when you hit those places where a song goes to somebody's heart and changes just a little their lives and gives them something meaningful for us and meaningful for audiences. And that's why we do it.
This mirror of what you give out, you know, I just give it all, you know, and it's up to them, and they certainly give it back to me. I mean, it's tenfold what I get back from them. It takes all of us to move the Mustard Retreat ball around, and we're doing the best we can do.
Well, it's wonderful. It's real, and it's wonderful. Libby and David, thank you so much for your time, for chatting with me. It's been a thrill, and you've enriched our lives with your music, and really looking forward to catching up with you at the Central Ohio Folk Fest.
Oh, we are so looking forward to that.
I'm a sparkle.
She's going to sparkle. She sparkles even when she's not on stage. So, Mike, we so appreciate this.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Mustard's Retreat opens Sunday's round of performances at the Central Ohio Folk Festival. For all the details on the Folk Fest, visit columbusfolkmusicsociety.org. Thanks for listening to 90.5 FM WCBE Columbus, 106.3 in Newark, online at wcbe.org and on the WCBE app. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.
Stay up to date on your favorite WCBE podcasts with the WCBE app, available now to download for free on iOS and Android.